Welcome to Community Circle Podcast, Episode 1. Today we have restorative justice practitioner and OPRF teacher Anthony Clark interviewing a Golden Apple Oak Park and River Forest teacher Aaron Podolner, discussing the benefits of peace circles in the classroom.
Solutions just for you. Designing solutions just for you. MeTech Designs LLC is a software and web development firm that specializes in e-commerce, web, database, and custom software applications for small to mid-sized businesses. Thinking about marketing your business organization online? Want to sell products online? Does your organization need database design and system integration? Contact MeTech Designs. Log on to metech-designs.com.
MeTech Design.
Solutions just for you. Designing solutions just for you. MeTech Designs.
My name is Aaron Podolner. I teach physics at Oak Park and River Forest High School. How was I introduced to circles? I think I had heard of them from other folks in a real positive light, and then I'd kind of seen Stephen do them from a distance, and the kids seemed very engaged. I've always been interested in getting kids together to share their thoughts and feelings in a more intimate atmosphere. So when I heard that there was this movement towards more peace circles, I was really intrigued, and I was interested to see how I could bring it to my classroom. So we did peace circles with Stephen one day, and I was just amazed at how quickly my students opened up. Some of them, you know, I learned more about them in that 1 hour than I had in the entire school year, and we did it close to the end of the year. So the way I'm anticipating using them next year is maybe once per quarter we'd circle up and kind of see where the students are at. I'm also interested, the questions were more, say, emotional, in the emotional realm, but I'm interested to see if we can work on bringing some academics in it too, to see where the kind of kids are getting blocked academically and how we can push through it. I can definitely recommend it to any teachers out there. I mean, I'm a physics teacher and I can see the applications, so I think it would work for any class. The only thing I might think about is, you know, if kids are doing it in every single class, maybe it'll get old and it would have to be tailored to each class, but I still think there's extraordinary potential, and I'm really in favor of the practice. It was neat for me, too, because I got to reveal a little bit about myself. One of the questions related to racism or oppression of various sorts, and I think it was really important for the students to hear the oppression and racism that I've seen and even recognized in myself, and that I'm working on it. And I think that's a good model for white students, too, to see their white teacher recognizing his own prejudice and how he's trying to get through them.
Good, good. And I guess one last question. Do you see an applicability with peace circling amongst your peers, amongst staff?
Oh, that's a great question. I think totally. I mean, I'm always ready to talk about my feelings, my thoughts, and emotions, but I think other people need a special setup, and I think peace circles are that special setup. And I think we really could bring our discussions to a new level if we implemented it more widely.
I want to shout out these amazing Oak Park and River Forest High School teachers for taking the time out of their busy schedules. Please browse our website at globalcommunityassociates.com. Once again, that's globalcommunityassociates.com. And remember, there is no unity without community. Peace.
Are you interested in going to college? Sign up free on WeDiversify.com. That's WeDiversify.com, where you can build a free profile, connect with, and search the colleges that you desire to attend. It's free. Why wait?